Today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Aleph, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Amud Beis, the two dots, Omar Rava. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchok Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekusil ben Gittel, Rafal Chayim Shayoshev ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Baruch Tzvi ben Shloimes Feiga, Chaim ben Yom and Mordechai ben Ida, Ya'el Bas Bela, Chizki Yishloimes Ziskin ben Nechama, and El Yakim Getzel ben Brana Esther. Today's daf's also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas Yichil Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloimes Zev ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Elchanan. So we're moving along here in the very intense daf'in in the beginning of Perek Klal Gadol, Gemaras that talk about Shgogos and Chatois in general, more specifically, someone that's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyik. So just a little bit of a recap slash introduction before we start today's daf. So if somebody is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyik, the halacha is he had to bring a carbon chatas. The reason is because anytime a person doesn't have a B'Shoyik, that had he done B'Mezer, he would have been Chayiv Karis, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Chilul Shabbos B'Mezer with Edom and Asra Skila. Chilul Shabbos B'Mezer without Edom or without Asra is Karis. As a result, Shabbos is a Dover Shezdoine Karis. If it's a Dover Shezdoine Karis, if someone's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigig, the halacha is he's going to have to bring a carbon chatas. We discussed what happens if somebody does an Avera B'Shoigig many times. Does he bring a chatas for every time that he did the Avera? Or being that it's the same Avera that he did many times, the halacha is he would only have to bring one chatas. In other words, if somebody would do many Averas, shezdoinei karas b'shoigig, it's pashit that for every Avera that he does, he would have to bring a korban chatas. So if somebody eats a kezayas chelav b'shoigig and a kezayas of dam b'shoigig, and if somebody eats on Yom Kippur b'shoigig, for every Avera that he did, he'd have to bring a carbon chatas. The question is, what happens, however, if somebody eats a kezayas chela b'shoigig, then he eats another kezayas chela b'shoigig, then he eats another kezayas chela b'shoigig, meaning he does the same avera multiple times? Does he bring one chatas for eating chela b'shoigig, or maybe we say for each achila, or perhaps for each kezayas, he would have to bring a separate carbon chatas? The answer is, it depends on how many halamos these achilos were done with. Meaning, a person brings a carbon chatas because he made a mistake. Because there was something that, had he known, would have prevented him from doing the avera, but there was a halama, or a shkaga, or any synonym thereof. Meaning, there was something that he was unaware of, and it was because of that he did the avera that he did. The mechayiv of the chatas, from a lumdis perspective, is the halama. It's the shkaga. Hence, when we determine how many chatois this person is going to have to bring, what we need to determine is how many halamos were there, how many shkagos were there. So if somebody was unaware that the food that he's eating is chelev, and he ate a sandwich, and then he ordered doubles, and then afterwards he finds out that he just ate 25 kezesim of chelev. Being that it was with one mistake, he didn't realize that the food that he was eating was chelev, so he'd only bring one chatas. If a person didn't know that chelev is aser, and he's been eating chelev for 10 years, and then he finds out later, he learns gemaras and sugyas, that there's certain fats of an animal that you're not allowed to eat. So then the halacha is, being that it was one mistake that underpinned all the chelev that he ate, so he would only have to bring one chatas. If, however, a person was unaware that chelev is aser, and he ate chelev, and then somebody told him, he learned halachos, and he found out that chelev is aser, and then he forgot about it again, and then he learned it, and again he forgot about it. So if there were multiple halomis, in that case, halachos, he would bring a separate chatas for each haloma. So this is Masechtas Krisis 101. This is Hilchos Shkagos and Chatois 101, that if somebody does multiple averos, behelam echad, it's pashit, you bring a chatas for each avera that you did b'shoigig. If a person would do the same avera, then it depends on whether it was done with one halama or whether it was done with multiple halamas. The same avera, again and again and again, behelam echad, you'd only bring one chatas. If a person did the same avera multiple times with multiple halamas, then depending on how many halamas there are, that will determine the amount of chatois that he would have to bring. The Mishnah in the beginning of Paraklal Gadol discussed someone that was Mechal Shabbos many times. B'shoikik, over many Shabbos. So how many Chatois does this person have to bring? So one thing that was clear from the Suyas is that many Melachos, meaning the 39 Melachos, are treated as it relates to Chatos, as it relates to Shoikik, as 39 different Yisurim. So Toichen is to Beirer like Chelev is to Dam. There could have been a thought that maybe you should look at the 39 malachas as being 39 ways of violating the same isser. It says in the Torah, le'sasa kol malacha. The Torah Shabbat Peh says that malacha means one of 39 things, or one of 39 categories of things. So there certainly could have been a thought that maybe all 39 malachas should be treated like the same Aveira. It should all be treated like Chela. As a result, if a person would do 39 Malachis Behelem Echad, you should only bring one Chatas. But one of the Chidushim of the first Mishnah of the Perek, and really the Sugis in the beginning of Perek Klal Gadol, is that the 39 Malachis are treated as 39 different Yisurim. So with that backdrop, what happens now if somebody was Mechal Shabbos many times over many Shabbos? So the Mishnah said, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. What it depends on is what was the core of the person's mistake. When this person was Mechal Shabbos B'shoikik, so he clearly made a mistake. What was the mistake? So the Mishnah said it could be one of three things, and depending on which one of those three things it is, that's going to determine the amount of chatois he's going to bring. If someone was Mechal Shabbos many times over many Shabbos, it's because he was unaware of the concept of Shabbos. He knew about it, he forgot about it, maybe he was a Tinik Shanishba, he never even knew about it. One of the earlier sugis of the parak. But the point is, his halama, his shkaga, his mistake was that he was sheicheach the whole concept of Shabbos. Then the halachas, it doesn't matter how many malachas he did, how many Shabbos he was mechal, he's always going to bring one chatas. If a person's yodeya ikur Shabbos, but he made a mistake, he didn't realize that today is Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos, again, he didn't realize today is Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos, again, he didn't realize today is Shabbos. So then the halacha is, he would bring a separate chatas, I'll call Shabbos for Shabbos. If the person knows ikur Shabbos, he knows today is Shabbos. He's just a shoigig, he doesn't know all the malachas, he didn't learn hilchos Shabbos properly. So he knows some of the malachas, he doesn't know all of the malachas. So then the halacha is, for every malacha that he did b'shoigig, he would have to bring a separate carbon chatas. What's the makar to this? So it was a combination of psukim, the shamru b'nei Yisrael as ha-shabbos, as shabsoi say tishmoiru. It was a combination of svaros. Here the shkaga is the Shabbos, here the shkaga is the malachas. Again, all gemaras that And ideas that the Gemara discussed already. One other piece of information that we didn't get into that we need for today's daf, and that is that when we talk about a person that was over a chayvei krisas b'shoigig, same aveira, and he did it multiple times. So does he bring one chatas or does he bring several chatas? So we gave a very simple, short rule, a klal gadol, so to speak, based on a Mishnah Masechtas Krisos, Daf Yud Aleph, and that is, it depends. Was it done behelam echad? So then you're going to bring one chatas. Was it done with many halamas? So then you're going to bring a chatas for every halama that you did. But the truth is, that's an oversimplified answer, because there are other things that have to be factored into consideration when we come to determine exactly how many chatas you're going to bring, even if it was the same avera that you did, and even if it was done behelam echad. The first thing is yidia. When did you become aware of the avera that you did? So exactly when the yidia took place plays a big role in the amount of chatois that you're going to have to bring. Hafrasha. When were you mafresh? Meaning, if somebody ate a kezias of chelev b'shoigig, he found out about it, and he was mafresh a karban chatos. And then afterwards, again, he ate a kezias chelev. So the fact that there was a hafrosh in between can matter. Gufin mechalkin. There's a concept that if a person, for example, is boil an ashes b'shoigig, and then another ashes b'shoigig, so even though both be'ilois were the same isser, they were both ashes ish, but the fact that they were different gufin, there's a concept of mesachtes krisos and shkogas and chatois called gufin mechalkin, shemois mechalkin. There's a concept that even if they seem very similar, but they have a different shem, quote unquote, that could be mechalik as well. Tamchuyim mechalkin. We'll see more about that in today's daf. Rabbi Yeshua Shita. So there are other things that need to be factored into consideration. One final point that will hopefully make the daf go a little bit more smoothly, and that is yediyah is a very important, critical concept when you learn the halachas of shkagas. And it's impossible to go through the idea of yediyah now properly because it's something that really touches on some really challenging sugyas and mesachtas krisos. But from a very high level, obviously, in order to bring a karpon chatas, you'd have to have yediyah. Because when do you bring a chatas? You were a shogeg. I did something I didn't realize was a mistake. I found out about it. It was quote-unquote yediyah. Now bring a karpon chatas. Do something about it. Get kapara. Try to get atonement for what it is that you did wrong. So obviously you can't bring a karpon chatas without yediyah. Practically. Because if I don't know that I made a mistake, how am I going to bring a karpon chatas? But it's clear in the sugyas, yediyah plays a very important role in the lumbus and even in the halachas of a karpon chatas. So obviously you have to have yediyah to bring a karpon. But when you had the yediyah, did you have a complete yediyah? Did you have a chatzi yediyah? Yediyah relative to the hafrasha. So the yediyah is actually an integral part of this, and we're going to touch a little bit upon the idea and the role that yediyah plays in the karpon chatas in today's daf. Either way, with that introduction, and really with the first few dafin that we learned here in Periklal Gadol, we begin a very, very lumdish daf. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Katzar v'tochan ki groigris." If somebody did ktsira, he did techina, the shear of a groigris. Now, the shear of a groigris is not going to be important in today's daf, but for now, all we need to know is that the shear for most melachos on Shabbos is a groigris. So you're not allowed to carry food on Shabbos. How much food? A groigris. You can't be toichen. How much food? A groigris. You can't be koitzer. How much food? A groigris. So usually when you think of shiurim as it relates to iser, certainly with food, you think in terms of a kezias, maybe a kebeya. Here, when it comes to Malacha Shabbos, the shear is kigroigis. We're going to get into that. But for now, if someone was katsa v'tachan kigroigis, if somebody did kitsira, kaitza, which is one of the lametas malachas, he did toicha, which is one of the lametas malachas, he did the full shear, which is kigroigis, but he did it b'shoigig. What was the shoigig? B'shigig as Shabbos, v'zadoim malachas. He didn't know that today is Shabbos. So he knows kaitza is asar on Shabbos, he knows toicha is asar on Shabbos. His shkaga was, he didn't know today is Shabbos. Which one of the three categories of the Mishnah does that fall into? This is category two. This is the second case. He knows Iker Shabbos. He knows the Malachas. He just doesn't know that today is Shabbos. So what's the halacha for this person? Katzar v'tochan ki groigris. B'shigig Shabbos v'zod the Malachas. He has to bring one chatas. If it happened on the same Shabbos, he would have to bring one chatas. And for the one chatas that he brings, he will receive kapara for being koitzer and for being toich. But this guy wasn't done. He went ahead afterwards and he was katzar v'tochan kigroigris. He did koitzer and toichen again. Bezodah in Shabbos. This is the same Shabbos. But this time that he did it, he knew it was Shabbos. Meaning he became aware it was Shabbos. But somehow v'shigas malachas. He didn't realize at the time that what he was doing was a malacha. So exactly what the metzias is, you can use your imagination. Akasha v'maisa. But we need to love this. This is what happened. So this person was koitzer v'tochan kigroigris on Shabbos, b'shoigig twice. He did it two times. But the first time, the shoigig, the mistake was he didn't realize today is Shabbos. The second time that he did it, the mistake was he didn't realize that he was being koitzer v'toichen. We're not done. V'noy d'lay alak tziro t'china shal shigig as Shabbos u'zadeh melachos. And he found out that he had been koitzer v'toichen on Shabbos, b'shoigig, when he knew the melachos were aser, and he realized what he was doing was koitzer v'toichen. Toichen, but didn't realize it was Shabbos. Meaning he had yediyah on the first koitzer v'toichen b'shoigig. He had yediyah on the shigiga Shabbos v'zadeh melachos. And then only afterwards, v'chazav v'noidaloi al ktsira v'al t'china shazadeh in Shabbos v'shigiga melachos. It was afterwards that he received yediyah, he was made aware that he was mechal Shabbos a second time, that a second time he was koitzer v'toichen on Shabbos b'shoigig. Only that time he did it Bezodah in Shabbos, knowing that it was Shabbos, v'shigigas malachas. And Rashi adds one more wrinkle to the story, is that in between the two yediyos, he was already mafrish a karbon chatas. So again, this person was koitzer v'toichen on Shabbos, b'shoigig, not once, but some tzveitamol. He did it two times. The first time that he did it b'shigigas Shabbos, bezodah in malachas. He didn't remember that it was Shabbos, knew the malachas. The second time he did it, it was just the opposite. He did it bezodah in Shabbos, v'shigigas malachas. He found out about both of them, and he had yediyah on both. He had the yediyah separately. First, he had the yediyah on the shigigas Shabbos and the zodah malachas. Then he had the yediyah on the zodah in Shabbos and the shigigas malachas. In between the two yediyahs, he was mafresh a karban chatos. So the question is, right now, how many chatos is this person going to need to get kapara? So again, the outline, based on the ideas that we have already, would be that for the first chil Shabbos that he did, he would have to bring one chatos. Because shigiga Shabbos v'zadim melachos, all you need is one chatos. For the second chil Shabbos that he did, he would have to bring two chatos. Because that was already zadim Shabbos v'shigigas melachos. There the halacha is, each melach is viewed as a separate iser. So you'd have to bring a separate chatos for each one that you did. The question over here is, maybe you should only need one for all. Meaning really, the Shulchan Aruch says, the first mission the parak says you should bring three chatos. But the Gemara is going to have a tzad over here that maybe you should only have to bring one chatos. And you know why you should maybe only have to bring one chatos? Because at the end of the day, the first chil Shabbos that you did b'shoigig was, I was koitzer and I was toichen b'shoigig on Shabbos. The second chil Shabbos that I did was the same thing. I was koitzer and I was toichen on Shabbos. So it comes out the two isurim that are being mechayev, the respective chatois, were exactly the same. And it was done behelam echad. Because even though eventually the person had yediyah, and the yediyah was staggered, first he had yediyah on this, then he had yediyah on that, but even the first yediyah that he got was after he was mechal Shabbos for the second time. So it comes out that the two acts of chil Shabbos, the koitzer and the toichen, and the koitzer and the toichen, were all done behelam echad. So maybe it should be viewed as eating a kezayis chalev, and then a kezayis chalev, again behelam echad, and maybe you should only be chayv one chatas. The counter argument would be, it's true it was behelam echad, but it was a different halama. The first time the person was mechal Shabbos, the halama was the Shabbos. The second time, the halama was the melacha. So do you say at the end of the day, it's the same iser, it's behelam echad, so you look at it as chalev, v'chelev, behelam echad, you're only going to be chayv one chatas. Or maybe you look at it a little bit differently. Maybe you say that no, that being that the halama was a different halama, so you can't look at it that way. You have to say, no, this is one halama, this is another halama. It's going to be a sacrament chayv. Now, obviously, another wrinkle in all this is the fact that for the first aveiru that you did, you were only chayv one chatas. For the second aveiru that you did, you were chayv two chatas. So how could I bring a carbon? I was mafresh the carbon when he initially had yediyah, which was for the first chil Shabbos, which was shigigas Shabbos v'zadim melachos, where I was mechayev only one chatas, how could that help me for the second chil Shabbos, which was zadim Shabbos and shigigas melachos, for which I was chayev two chatas? So there's a few interesting things that you want to wrap your head around as it relates to the lumbus. So the Gemara says like this. What's the bottom line? So this is Rava talking. So Rava said, here's my Shulchan Aruch. We've laid out the case with the introduction. This is the halacha. Ktsira, gereres, ktsira. That's Pashit, that this person, if he wants, he could bring that first Karban Chatas that he was mafresh when he only had Yediyah for the first Chil Shabbos that he did. He's going to get Kapara for that, Kaitzer, that he's being bringing a Chatas for. And once he gets Kapara for that Kaitzer, he's going to get Kapara for the second Kaitzer that he did. Why will he get Kapara for the second Kaitzer? What do you mean? It was two separate Kaitzers. And even though it was behelam echad, but it was a different halama. The Teretz is because Rava holds, at the end of the day, I don't care if it was a different halama. I don't care if the first koitzer was done behelam Shabbos, and the second koitzer was done behelam melachas. At the end of the day, you did koitzer, and koitzer again behelam echad. So Rava's taking on that side in this chakira. So Rava holds, there's no reason, once I bring the karban chatas for the original koitzer, I shouldn't get for the second koitzer as well. Okay, v'tchina gereres tchina. And if that's the case, the same should be true with the toichin. In other words, Rava said that it's pasha to me. All you're going to have to do is bring one chatas. You bring one chatas, and the one chatas is going to give you kapara for both chil Shabboses, and really for the three chatois that theoretically you were supposed to bring. Again, because Rava holds that we look at it as if all the averus were done behelam echad. If they were done behelam echad, so the first chatas would be mechaper for all the toichins behelam echad, and for all the koitzes behelam echad. Because the first chatas was a chatas I could bring for the koitzer and the toichin. Why? Because I was only chayv one chatas for them because it was done b'shigigas Shabbos. That's category two in the Mishnah. So the point is that once I bring that chatas, it's going to work for everything else. But this is only because, the only reason this works is because the chatas that you were mafresh, every point in the tzir of Rava was important, was critical to the halacha. It's because the chatas that you were mafresh was for the first Averi that you did. The first Averi that you did was one Chattas for Koitzer and Toichen. So I have one Chattas for Koitzer and Toichen. So we say the one Chattas that I brought for Koitzer and Toichen is going to work even for the Koitzer and Toichen that I did later. It's considered Behelim Echad, even though it was a different type of Aloma. However, what would be what would be if you would have found out just the opposite? First, you would have found out about the Zodin Shabbos and the Shigigas Malachos. The idea that you would have had first was not the first Chil Shabbos, which was Shigigas Shabbos v'Zodin Malachos. The idea you would have had first would have been the second Chil Shabbos that you did, which was the Zodin Shabbos and the Shigigas Malachos. And you would have been mafresh one of the two Chatois, said Rava. Not two, one. You would have been mafresh on the Ktsira. So then the halacha would be as follows. Ktsira gereres ktsira. You would say that the ktsira is gereres ktsira. Meaning once I'm mafresh a carbon on the second ktsira, and I bring that, so then it's pashit, it would be mechaper for the first ktsira as well. Because again, it's koitzer and koitzer. It's the same halacha, the halam echad, even though it was a different type of halama, so it's going to work for both. Utchina sheim. And then Rav added another chiddush. Ready for this chiddush? Rav said that even though the chattas that I was mafresh was for koitzer only, because in this case, the chattas that the person was mafresh was for the second Chil Shabbos. The second Chil Shabbos was done b'shigigas melachis, which means he has to bring a separate chattas for the koitzer, a separate chattas for the toichen. So you were mafresh only for the koitzer. So if you were mafresh only for the koitzer, so I have a chattas for Chil Shabbos b'shigig of koitzer. So I can get now kapara for the original koitzer as well. So Rava said a chiddush, once I get kapara for the original koitzer, goyreres ktsira v'tchina she'imo. I can get kapara for the tchina as well. Because if this carbon works for the original koitzer, and had I brought a carbon specifically for the original koitzer, it would have been mechapa for the toichen as well. Because for the original Chil Shabbos, I only needed one carbon for the koitzer and the toichen. So even though I'm not really bringing the carbon for the original koitzer, I'm bringing it for the second koitzer, which is only koitzer. But being that agav, it's being mechapa for the original koitzer. Once I get kapara for the original koitzer, begrera, I'm going to get kapara for the original toichen as well. But utchina shekinektiv b'mkoy me'emet. But for the second toichen, I have no way of getting kapara, said Rava. Because I can figure out a superlumnus of how I can get kapara for the original koitzer, and even for the original toichen, but not for the second toichen. I was mafresh a carbon for the second koitzer. That's going to work for the original koitzer as well, because the two koitzers were done by halamechad, even though it was a different type of halam. Once I get kapara for the first koitzer, I'm going to get kapara for the first toichen, because that koitzer and toichen were bound by the hip. Their fate was always going to be together as it relates to the chattas. I was going to need one chattas for both of them. So now that I have a chattas for the first koitzer, even though I'm really bringing it for the second koitzer, but it works for the first koitzer, it's going to work for the first toichen. But how am I getting kapara for the second toichen? For that, I don't have any way of doing it, because the carbon that I'm bringing is for the second koitzer and the second toichen required separate. So as a result, I can get kapara for the koitzer that I was mafresh it for the original koitzer, for the original toichen, but I'm going to have to bring a separate chattas for the second time. So I went from needing three karbanas to two karbanas, but at the very least, I'm going to need a karban for the second time. Abaya Amas, if you have Rava, you always have Abaya. What did Abaya say? Rava, you're saying good, I want to say better. I agree with everything that you said, but I want to take it one step further. Tchina nami gereres tchina. I hold that not only in this case, where you were mafresh the karban for the second koitzer, will you get kapara for the second koitzer? As a result, the first koitzer, as a result, the first toichen, I think you're going to get kapara for the second toichen as well. Because shem tchina achasi. Because at the end of the day, the two toichens were done the halam echad. So once you're getting kapara for the first toichen, you have to get kapara for the second toichen. Because again, the two toichens are also connected. Everything is connected. The koitzer and the koitzer are connected. The toichen and the toichen are connected. The first koitzer and the first toichen are also connected. So I was mafresh achatas for the second koitzer. Memela get kapara for the first koitzer. Memela get kapara for the first toichen, because the koitzer and the toichen were done together, b'shigigas Shabbos, so they're bound, and once I get for the first toichen, I have to get for the second toichen as well. So Abayin and Rava both agree that there's something called toichen. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is, everyone agrees there's something called toichen. Abayin and Rava both agree there's something called greira. The question is, how far do you take this greira? So we're all familiar with the concept of breira. This is the lesser known greira. Completely unrelated, no shaykhs whatsoever. But Breira is a sugi that permeates Shas. Greira is something that's more tucked away here in Perikla Gadol. Both very, very lumdish ideas. But either way, this is the idea of Greira, where I can be mafresh achatas for one Avera and somehow get a kapara for an Avera that you would never think this chatas should be able to atone for, this chata should be able to be mafresh for. Zokta Gemara, umi eslei l'rava greira. Is it true that Rava holds to this concept of greira? So we just said Abai and Rava both agree with the concept of greira. What's the machlaikis? The machlaikis is how far to take the greira. But certainly Abaya and Rava agree of greira. The Gemara says it's Rava hold of greira. I'm going to ask you, Hashem Itmar, we learned, somebody eats two kezaisim of chelav behelam echad. So what's the halacha? Pashat, you should have to bring one chatas of both. He found out about one of them. So he ate two kezayis and the halam echad. He found out about the first kezayis, but not about the second one. Then he went ahead and he ate another kezayis. And then he found out that he had eaten all three kezayis. So again, this person ate three kezayis of chelev. But as far as the halama goes, which makes all the difference, this is the way it was broken up. He ate two kezayis of the halam echad. He found out that he ate one. Then he ate another kezayis. So it comes out that he twice ate two kezayis of the halam echad. How so? Initially ate two kezayis of the halam echad. When he found out about what he did, he only found out about one of them. That means he's still in a state of halama with regards to the second zayis. Now he ate a third zayas. So that third zayas is behelam echad with the second zayas. The first zayas was behelam echad with the second zayas. The first and the third have no relationship to each other as far as halama goes, because they were clearly with two different halamas. He ate two, found out about the one, and then he ate the third one. So there was no halama relationship between one and three. But there's a halama relationship between one and two, and there's a halama relationship between two and three. So the question is, how is this going to play out as it relates to the chatois? And you can see where greira is going to play into this. Amar Rava. So again, Rava said, hevi karban al rishon. If the person brings a carbon on the first kezayis, rishon v'sheni mischaper, he gets kapara for the rishon and the sheni, but shlishi ain't mischaper. He's not going to get kapara for the shlishi. Why, if he brings a carbon, is he going to get kapara for the rishon and the sheni? Because the rishon and the sheni, the first and the second, were both done behelam echad, even though the yediyos happened at separate times. That doesn't bother Rava. But it's, in terms of the achilas, they were done behelam echad. So if the two achilas were done behelam echad, so the halacha is he's going to have to bring one chatas for the two. But the third one is going to have a separate carbon. Because if I'm bringing a carbon on the rishon, how could that help me for the shlishi? The rishon and the shlishi were done but two halomis. What if heavy carbon on the shlishi? What if he brought a carbon for the third kezayis? Then shlishi v'sheni mischaper. He's going to get kapar for the third and the second. But rishon ain't mischaper. He's not going to get kapar for the first one. It's the same thing. The third one and the first one were done with different halomis. Heavy carbon on the mitzvah. If, however, the carbon that he brought, the hafrosha, was done for the second one. See, it matters which kezayis you're bringing the carbon for. So if you brought it on the second one, then it's chaper kulon. Then you get kapara for both. Why? Because the second one was done behalam echad with the first one, and it was done behalam echad with the third one. So really, it depends on your kavana. Was the carbon brought for the first one? Then it's going to help me for the first and the second. Was it for the third one? It's going to help me for the second and the third. Was it for the second one? Then you get all of them. Abaya kicked in. He said, I feel a heavy carbon al echad, they have this chaper kulon. Abaya said, it doesn't matter which one you bring the carbon for. You're always going to get kapara for all three. Why? Because Abaya holds of greater. Abaya says, let's say I bring the carbon for the first. So what are you going to tell me? The first and the second were done behelam echad, so it's going to work, but not the third. It's true, says Abaya, the first doesn't connect to the third, but the second connects to the third. And once I get kapara for the second, then that's where you have greater. The greater automatically gets you kapara for the third. If I bring the carbon for the third, so the third works for the third and the second. So you're going to tell me, how does it help me for the first? Oh, because once I get kapara for the second, I automatically get kapara for the first, because the second and the first are connected. Just like we went from kaitz to Teuchen, to Teuchen, to Keitzer. So says Abaya, I can go from the first to the second, from the second to the third. It's the same idea of greater. If I get kapara for an avera that was done by Helam Echa with something else, greater tells me I automatically get kapara for it. But what's the Gemara's kasha? Umiyaslay the Rava greater? You see, Abaya holds a greater, but it sounds like Rava doesn't hold a greater. In the first Gemara that we learned, Abaya and Rava both hold of greater. The machloikis is the extent of the greater. Abaya has a much broader definition of how far you work with greater, but Rava held a greater. Abaya held of greira. In this Gemara, it sounds like only Abaya holds a greira. Oh, sounds like Rava doesn't hold a greira. Zok the Gemara, basa de shama me Abaya savra. It's true, originally Rava didn't hold of greira. But then Rava and Abaya had a shakla v'tario, and Rava heard what Abaya said, and like the Gemara often says in Shas, that hoda be Rava, Rava came around, and it was basa de shama me Abaya savra. Rava said, Abaya, I hear what you're saying. And Rava was mekabel the halacha of greira. Says the Gemara, if Rava was mekabel Abaya's concept of greira, yachi tchina nami tigre l'tchina. So how come in the first Gemara, Abaya went much further with greira? If Rava learned his halacha of greira from Abaya, So it sounds like he was makabel from Abaya. So if he was makabel from Abaya, why wasn't he makabel all the way? So the Gemara says, greater is like greater, the greater less. There was still a machlokes. The machlokes was in terms of levels, how far to take the greater. The greater. Abaya took the greater all the way. Right? Abaya went from Teuchen to the original Teuchen. From the original Teuchen to the original Kaitzer, from the original Kaitzer to the second Kaitzer, he was willing to do a Greira, Ben Benoishal Greira. Rava was willing to do one step of Greira, but he wasn't willing to do the second step of Greira. Zok de Gemar. One thing was clear in this Sugya, the easier part of the Sugya, not the Greira part. And that is, what was the original setup of the case? Somebody was Mechal Shabbos twice on Shabbos. He was Kaitzer V'Teuchen on Shabbos, and again he was Kaitzer V'Teuchen on Shabbos. It was Behelam Echad. However, the Halama was a different Halama. The first time he did it, not realizing it was Shabbos. The second time he did it, not realizing that the Malachas that he was doing was also. What's the case? Akasha Famaisa. Work it out. But that's what happened. What happened was he was Koitza V'Toichin the first time, B'Shigigah Shabbos, and then he was Koitza V'Toichin B'Shigigah Malachas. So the Gemara assumed one thing for a Davar Pashin, and that is that the two kaitzers that this person did on Shabbos and the two teichins that this person did on Shabbos were all done behelam echad. And as a result, you would need one carbon at most for the kaitzer and one carbon at most for the teichin. The question is the greater piece. But one thing was poshet to Abaye v'Rava, and that is we view it as helam echad. Now it's a little bit of a chiddush. The reason it's a little bit of a chiddush is because although it's true, the behelam echad was a different halama. In one case, the halama was the Shabbos. In the other case, the halama was the actual halama. But at the end of the day, it's considered the behelam echad, and as a result, one chatas fits all is going to work for both of them. Says the Gemara, Milsa the Pshitulei L'Abaye V'Rava. This that Abaye V'Rava assumed for a Dava Pashit, Miboyle the Rab Zera wasn't sure the Boy, Rab Zera asked Rab Zera, asked Rab Asif. Emily, some say, Boyman, Rab Yumi, Rab Zera. It was Rab Yumi that asked the question to Rab Zera. Katsuva talking Chatzigurig, there's a very similar Shiloh. The fundamental question is the same, but it's a different case. If someone was Kotzer V'Tachan, Chatzi Groigris, B'Shigig Shabbos V'Zad Malach. So we said, what's the shear for Kotzer? What's the shear for Toichin on Shabbos? It's a Groigris, a dried fig. That's what the shear is. Not a Kazayas, not a Kabeya. It's a dried fig. So what if someone was Kotzer V'Toichin, a Chatzi Groigris? Only a half a Groigris. And then he was Chazer V'Kotzer V'Tachan, again a Chatzi Groigris. So he did it a second time. But the first time he did it, it was Shigiga Shabbos v'Zadim Melachos. The second time he did it was Zadim Shabbos v'Shigigas Melachos. Ma'ushay Yitztarif, what's the halacha? Is it Mitztarif, is it not Mitztarif? Meaning, if somebody would eat a half a kezayis of chelev on b'shoigig, and then he would eat another half a kezayis of chelev b'shoigig, so what's the halacha? Is it Mitztarif or is it not Mitztarif? Do we say that together he ate a kezayis, he has to bring a carbon chatas? Or do we say it's not mitztarif, he doesn't have to bring a carbon chatas? So the answer is very simple. If he does it behelam echad, it's mitztarif. As long as it's b'kidei achilas pras, that's the shear you always need for two achilas to be mitztarif. But if it's done behelam echad, it's going to be mitztarif. If it was done b'tu alomis, it's not going to be mitztarif. Right? That's the halacha. It's very simple. So the question over here is, do we look at it as if the two half a shiurim were done behelam echad, as a result it's mitztarif, or not? On the one hand, it was behelam echad, but on the other hand, it's a different halama. What's the core of the question? Exactly what the previous Gemara talked about. Do you look at Kaitzer V'Toichen, where it was Shigigas Shabbos in one case, Shigigas Malachas in the other case, as Helam Echad? Or do you say, no, being that the Halama was a different Halama, so you look at Ishtei Halamas. In the first case, we were discussing where both times you did the proper shear. The question is, one Chatas or two Chatas? In the second case, both times you did the improper shear. But together you have the shear. So the question is, together are they mitzaref to the shear, or together are they not mitzaref to the shear? The shaila is the same exact shaila. It's just a different application of the shaila. In the first case, you want to know, maybe I need two chatois, meaning one chatas or two chatois. In the second question, the question is zero chatois or one chatas. But it's the same shaila. Is it helam echad or is it not helam echad? This was Reb Zeira's question. Some say it was Rabbi Yirmiyah's question. It says, Okti Gemara, Mil Siddipshito Lula Abaye V'Rava. What Abaye V'Rava took for granted in their discussion of Greira, you see clearly that Reb Zeira wasn't sure about. Some say Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't sure about. Bottom line is, what was the answer? What was the teretz? So either Rav Asi is the one answering to Reb Zeira, or Reb Zeira was the one answering to Rabbi Yirmiyah. Amalei, so he told him, Chalukin lechatois. No, you would bring a separate chatos. I look at this as two alamois, not like Abaye V'Rava. I look at this as two alamois. And if that's the case, v'loy mitztarfin, they shouldn't be mitztarif. So again, we're digressing from our digressing. This is going to be a greira de greira. So the Gemara basically said that Abaye, that what was Rav Asi's answer, or Reb Zeira's answer? I look at the two halomas as being chaluk, They'd be chalok, meaning if you would do the right shir each time, you would bring two chatois. And if that's the case, if you did the wrong shir both times, the halachas, they wouldn't be mitzarf. Says the Gemara, that's true. V'chol hecha dechalukim lechatois lo mitzarfi. Are the two things tali zebezeh? Meaning we assume for sure they should be tali zebezeh. That if the two things are considered separate as it relates to if I did the proper shir both times, I would have to bring two chatois, then they should be considered separate and they shouldn't be mitzarf. Read the Gemara. Alas, you are kasha. But now we learned in the Mishnah. We mentioned this Mishnah earlier in the introduction. Mishnah Mesechtes Krisus Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Ach al chelav v'chelav behelam echad. If someone eats chelav and then eats chelav again behelam echad, ain't chayv alachas. You only have to bring one chatos. Ach al chelav adam benoiser u'pigo behelam echad. What if someone was over three averes? He ate chelav, he ate dam, he ate noiser, he ate pigle. It's four averes actually. Behelam echad chayv al kol achas v'achas. Then he would have to bring four chatos. Zu chomer b'minam arbi b'minechad. This is a chomer that you find b'minam arbi over b'minechad. Min echad many times behelam echad one chatos. Minam harbi many times behelam echad you bring for each min. But there's also a chumrah that you find by min echad over minim harbe. How's that? What's that chumrah? Because if you would eat a half a shear and then eat another half a shear of min echad, chayiv dalochas, they would be mitzarf. Mishnei minim, if you would eat a half a shear and a half a shear of two minim potter, they would be mitzarf. And the Gemara says, v'havina, but we asked. Where did we ask? So again, this is a Gemara in Masechtas Krisus. So the Gemara in Masechtas Krisus, Yud Beis Amud Beis asks me, Min Echad Chayev Tzrich Lameimer. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush if you eat a half a Zayas and of Chaylev, and another half a Zayas of Chaylev, Behelam Echad, that it's Mitzdarev? Since when are two achilos not mitzdarif? In Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever you have two achilos, each one is a half a shear, that loch is always mitzdarif. As long as you eat it in close proximity to each other, as long as you eat them behelam echad, that loch is they're always mitzdarif. So why would you think this would be different? V'amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Mishum Bartutni, in the name of Bartutni, it's talking about where you ate the two achilos prepared in two different ways. Meaning it was the same min, chatzi shir of each, but you prepared them differently. For Rabbi Yeshua, and it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua, that we also mentioned very briefly in the introduction, the Amaru said, that if somebody would eat two achilos, behelem echad, the halach is that if they were prepared in two different ways, the tamchuyim, the way that the two dishes would be mechalik. So same thing over here. Maldatim, I would have thought, Omer Rabbi Shua bein lekula bein lechumra. When Rabbi Shua said this concept of tamchuyim being mechalik, he said it lekula, and he said it lechumra as well. Meaning, just like the halach is, if someone eats chelev, a kezayis, and then he eats another kezayis of chelev, behelam echad, what's the halacha? If it's two tamchuyim, you would have to bring two chatois. So you would have thought that the same thing works lekula. That if a person would go ahead and he would eat a half a zayas and another half a zayas, b'shtei tamchuyim, so the tamchuyim are mechalik lekula. That in this case it shouldn't be mitzarif. You should look at it as if it's two separate minim. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush. The lekula loyam lechumra kama. That Rabbi Shua said tamchuyim are mechalik only lechumra. He never said lekula. So tamchuyim are mechalik. You eat a kezayis of chelik, and then again you eat a kezayis chelik. But two tamchuyim behelam echad, you're going to be chayiv too. But it's only lechumra that the tamchuyim are mechalik. You don't say tamchuyim are mechalik lekula. What do you see from here? That there's a difference between the way we look in halacha in terms of whether two acts are considered one, are considered two, as it relates to the chumrah versus the kula. As it relates to being chayiv two chatois, where I had the proper shear both times, whether I should be chayiv one chatos when I only had the half a shear. Meaning two tamchuyin are considered two achilois when I ate the proper shear both times. But two tamchuyin are not considered two achilois if I ate the half a shear both times, in terms of saying that they shouldn't be mitzdarif. So the Gemara says, how could Rav Asi v'item Rav Zeira say, chalukin l'chatois v'loi mitzdarifin, as it relates to the person that was mechal Shabbos, same melacha twice in Shabbos, but the first time it was b'shigdas Shabbos, and the second time it was b'shigdas melachas. So the question was, is it helam echad or shtei alamas? So what was the answer? What Rav Asi v'item Rav Zeira say? Oh, if it's two chatois, then it's not going to be mitzdarif. You see from this Gemara, not that way. You see that two tanchuyim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, are considered two chatois, but at the same time, you see that he holds that they are mitzdarif. So it's two chatois and they're mitzdarif. So you see the two are not totally zebezeh. So it's a side point that came out from where Rav Asi, v'item Rav Zeira said in the previous Gemara, that the Gemara is asking a question from Amale. So the Gemara says, the teretz is, Mara Resha Masnilo v'kashile, Anana Seifo Kamasnile. So the Gemara says that Rav Asi, v'item Rav Zeira said, no, your girsa of what Reish Lakish said in the name of Bartutni was applying Rabbi Yeshua's halacha on the ratio of the Mishnah, and as a result, you have a kasha. He said, we had a different Messiah. We had a Messiah that Rish Lakish, in the name of Bartut, and he said the halacha on the safe of the Mishnah, and based on that, but like kasha, there's not going to be a kasha. What did the safe of the Mishnah say? Second, the safe of the Mishnah was that if somebody would eat half a zayas of chelav and half a zayas of dam, biktei achilas pras, they wouldn't be mitzdarif, you wouldn't have to bring a carbon chatas. I'm Rish Lakish from Bartut, what's the question? It's obvious. So it was over there that Rish Lakish said the name of Bartut. Really, he's talking about Minechad, but my car, Lishneimina, the reason it was called Shneimina, because he ate it in. Prepared two different ways. Rabbi Yeshua, it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua Damar, Tam Chuyim Mechalkim. Rabbi Yeshua holds Tam Chuyim Mechalkim. And you want to know what the Chiddush of the Mishnah was? It was a major Chiddush. V'hal Kamashmon, the Amr Rabbi Yeshua Bein Lukhul Bein Lukhumra. The Rabbi Yeshua's halach of Shetam Chuyim was true Lukhumra, to be Mechayv Yuh Sefer Chatas. It's also Lukhula. It makes one min look like become two minim in the event that it was prepared differently. The bottom line is, I hold that Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Tutni, who was Mefarish the Mishnah increases Yidal from the base, was being Mefarish the Sefer, not the Resha. It was being Mefarish the Sefer, then the conclusion is exactly what I said Rav Asi, Vitem Rav Zeir. It's exactly what I said. Because then it comes out that just like Tamchuyim Mechalkin works for Chumra, to say Yechayv and extra Chatas, so too Tamchuyim Mechalkin works for Kula, to tell me that it's not Mitzdarif, which is exactly what I said, that the two Alamois are considered different Alamois, Le'in Yechatois for Chumra, so too V'lein Mitzdarif, and it's considered different Chatois, for Kula. If Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Totni, that was Mike in the Mishnah, increases like Rabbi Yeshua was going on the Reish, it would be a Kasha. It's going on the Sefer, it's not a Kasha, but to the contrary, it's a Rai. Then the Gemara says, if you're going to assume that Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Totni is going, like Rav Asi V'Tamer Rav Zeir said, on the Sefer of the Mishnah Masachas Karisos. Now, what's the Sefer talking about? It's talking about where you ate it with two tanchuyim. So it was shtei. Min echad b'shtei tanchuyim. So you're going to have to say, now the Reish is going b'shtei tanchuyim as well. Mid the Sefer, min echad b'shtei tanchuyim. Michal, the Reish, I'm sorry, is min echad b'tanchuyim. Because the Reish is also talking about min echad. So what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? The Reish is talking about tanchuyim. So if that's the case, if you're holding cheshbon, hadra kushi l'duchtan. So min echad b'tanchuyim echad, zrich l'meimu. If it's min echad, it's tanchuyim echad, then what exactly is the chiddush? Amar Rav Huna, you have to say the chiddush of the Reish of the Mishnah Masechas Kriyos is a different chiddush. Achum ma'ya skim, going to isla yediyah bein tain. The chiddush is where the person was made aware, he had yediyah in between the two halves. I mean, it was min echad, it was tanchuyim echad. Usually, he ate both halves, bikteach ilas pras, you'd think it for sure it should be mitzdarif, it should be pshita. Now the Mishnah says it is mitzdarif, but that's not, the Gemara's question is not the halacha. The Gemara's question is the chiddush of the halacha. It shouldn't it be obvious. The Gemara says the chiddush is it was yediyah in between. Rabbi Gamliel, it's going according to Rabbi Gamliel, da'ama ein yediyah l'chatzishir. Because as we said earlier, yediyah plays a big role in determining the amount of chatois, or whether or not you have to be chatos at all, goes. So what would be if a person had a yediyah in between? So he did a half a malacha, had a yediyah, and then he did the other half. Do we say, being that you had yediyah in between, so now it's not mitzvah if the two halves are not? That's a machlokes tanon, and that Mishnah increase is going according to Rabbi Gamliel that holds in yadiyah lechatzi. So if there's no yadiyah lechatzi shir, the kimta is whether it was yadiyah in between. If there's yadiyah in between, kamash malon, the chiddush is in yadiyah lechatzi shir. Zok the Gemara. So again, on this note, just one final Gemara. Itmar achash nezeis chelav elamechad. If somebody eats two gezeisim of chelav, the helamechad, v'noida le'al rishon, he found out about the first, v'chaz v'noida le'al sheni. Then afterwards, he found out about the second. So again, a person ate two zeisei chelav behelamechad. Very simple so far. Two kezeisim behelamechad. What's the halacha if you eat two kezeisim behelamechad? So, if you ask the man on the street, assuming he learned Masechtas Krisos, he's going to tell you, oh, it's very simple. You're going to bring one chatas. It's two zeisim of chelav is the same min, it's the same halacha. Yeah, but there's a Rabbi Shua that says it depends on how it was prepared. Did you grill one? Did you fry the other one? Was it one tamchuy, two tamchuyim, but from a super high level, the answer is one chatas. But here we get into some of the details. What happens if it was noidala rishon? First, you found out that you ate the first one, and then it was noidala sheni. Then you found out you ate the second one. You didn't bring any karbonis yet, but the yediyah happened separately. Rabbi Yochanan says chayiv shtayim. You're gonna have to bring two. Rish Lakish, ain't chayiv alachas. You're gonna only have to bring one. So it's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether you're gonna have to bring one or whether you're gonna have to bring two. Now the truth is that even though the Gemara never explicitly discussed this case on Amud Aleph, implicitly it very much did. The whole Gemara with Abaye v'Rava of Gerera was talking about a case where a person did koitzav v'toichen, and again he did koitzav v'toichen. In that case, it was a different type of alama, but the yediyah happened separately. Right, he had yediyah, and then he was mafresh, and then he found out about the other thing, and that was the whole setup of the case of Gerera. So at first glance, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Abaye v'Rava, are all discussing the same thing. Yet, as we'll see, the Gemara is not even going to mention Abaye Rav on Amud Beis, and the Gemara didn't mention Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish on Amud Aleph. So, if you take a look at Rashi and the Rishonim in the Sugya, the Rishonim try to make sense and reconcile Abaye Rav on Amud Aleph, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish on Amud Beis. But that's beyond the scope of what we're going to be able to do now. So, it says the Gemara. So, what's the halach? Again, someone ate two kizesim of chaylev. Each one was the proper share. He did a behelim echad. He had yediyah on both, but the yediyah happened separately. He was noydalay ala rishon, v'chazav noydalay ala sheni. Rabbi Yochanan says, being that the yediyah happened separately, you're going to bring two chatayis. Rish Lakish said, you're only going to bring one. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're going to be chayiv two. He learned it from a pasuk. It says, al chatosoy vehevi. It's mashma al chatosoy for each individual chet, you have to bring a separate carbon. Rish Lakish am a potter, because he darshin me chatosoy v'nislach loy. That sometimes you bring a carbon on mechatasai. Meaning you only get a, even if you only found out about one individually, still you could bring a chatas that's going to work. Not only for that, it's going to work for both. So again, these are very subtle drushes, but at the end of the day, Rabbi Yochanan held al chatasai, it's mashma for each chet individually, and Reish Lakish held mechatasai, no, that even though you only had yediyah on mechatasai, so you would think, when I bring the chatas, it can only work for that one aveira. Really, it's going to work for both. Says where Reish Lakish aksiv al chatasai vehevi. What does Reish Lakish do with al chatasai? Ah, hulacha kapara. That's talking about a case, very simple, where you ate two kizesim mehelam echad, you brought a chatas. You weren't just mafresh. You didn't just find out about it. You actually brought the chatas. And then you found out about the other one. So there it's pasha, you're going to have to bring the second one. Because the only time chatas works, we mentioned this in the introduction, is if you had yediyah. You can't have a chatas if you didn't have yediyah. So we said, for practical reasons, that's the case. But it's more than practical. There's actually halachic reasons. There's more lumdus reasons. And this is an example of it. Because over here, practically, you brought the chatas because you had yediyah on one of the two kizayasim. But if when you brought the chatas, you didn't have yediyah on the second kizayas, so it cannot be mechaper, can't atone for the second chatas. So the point is that Reish Lakish says, I agree there's a time where if I eat two kizayasim mehelam echad, the chatas will only work for one. If I didn't have yediyah on the other kizayas. In that case, that's what the Rabbi what's Rabbi Yechon going to do? Reish Lakish is drasha. Reish Lakish had a drasha that seemed to say any chayv alachas. So the Gemara says, going to achal a whole different case. Going to achal kizayis from mechzo, but the little kizayis. A person ate a kizayis and a half. Not one kizayis, not a half a kizayis, not two kizayis. We've had all of those so far. Here he ate a kizayis and a half. And he found out about the kizayis. He didn't find out about the other half. And then he ate another half before he found out about the first half. See, ate a one and a half, he found out about the one. So he has a halama on a half out there, it's pending. Then he goes and he eats another half. So it comes out that he now ate another whole behelam echad. So says the Gemara, ma'u detema, I would have thought that litzarfu, so maybe the two halves should be mitzarif, and you should be chayiv a carbon for the second kizayis, meaning those two halves. Kamashmalan that you're not chayev. Kamashmalan mechatosiv and nislachloi, that once you bring a carbon on the one, you don't have to worry about the other two halves. Why not? So the lumdus is as follows. The lumdus is because a half is a chatzishir. We don't really take it into consideration. If you mitzarif it with another half, then obviously we are. But unless you mitzarif with another half, you don't really have to worry about it. So when this person brings the carbon chatos for the one, being that at that time it was only one and a half, so the one and a half gets the half gets knocked out with the one, so it's as if it's not there. Then the second half is again only a half with nothing else to attach itself to. So as a result, the two halves get go by the wayside. Either way, there is a hechatimsa where you wouldn't have to bring two for the two kizesim. What's the hechatimsa? Where it was one and a half, the half, even though there was no yediyah on, when you had yediyah on the one, that somehow gets knocked out. So if you ate two kizesim, then Rabbi Yochanan holds, you found that about one, not about the other, then the two are viewed individually. But if I ate one and a half, and I found that about the one, not the half, then the one half gets, it gets nigrar, it somehow gets schlepped together with the one, or at the very least it goes away, whatever the lumdus is. So if it's not there, the second half has nothing to attach itself to, so immediately you end up only having to bring one carbon. Zok to Gemara. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi. So again, we had a machleikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, this is the last Gemara. So what was the machleikis? The machleikis was someone ate two kizesim, the helam echad. He found out about one, then he found out about the other. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to bring two, Reish Lakish says you have to bring one. They both learned that out from Sukkim. So Ravina told Ravashi, I'm missing some information over here. I mean, the only thing the Gemara told us was, in terms of understanding what this machleikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was, is how many halamos How many kezesim? And when did yediyah happen? So we know it was two kezesim. We know it was done behelam echad. And we know that there were two separate yediyahs. It was noydalei ala rishayin and v'chazav noydalei ala sheni. He said, but let me ask you some questions. This yadalei koydim hafrosha pligi? What was the hafrosha? We said hafrosha also matters. It was one of the things we spoke out in the introduction that matter when it comes to chatois. So what was the hafrosha? Meaning, did you find out before the hafrosha? Or was it after the hafrosha? Meaning, ubaha pligi, maybe, the machloikis is, the marsav yediyos mechalkos, umarsavar hafrashos mechalkos. Maybe the machloikis is, Rabbi Yochanan holds the yediyos are mechalik, and Rish Lakish holds that the hafrashos is mechalik. Even Rish Lakish agrees, maybe, that there's something that's mechalik, there is a way. Rabbi Shlakish said you'd only have to bring one. Maybe that's because the yediyah finding out separately is not enough to be mechalik to chatois. But if the hafrashos, if you would have found out about the first one and been mafreshit, then for sure, maybe you'd have to bring a second chatas when you find out about the second one. Avol la'achar hafrosha, but maybe had you found out after that hafrosha, moed le'rish lakash rabbi yachin l'chayv shtayim, you'd be, rib shakash rabbi moed be chayv to. Oidim or ravina told ravashi, maybe the isyada le'la'achar hafrosha, maybe the achleikis wasn't only when you found out after the yediyah. Maybe it was even after the hafrosha. Meaning, you found out about the first one, you were mafresh, then you found out, like, ubaha pligi, the marasov hafrosha is mechalkis. Even Rabbi Yochanan only meant the hafrosha. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yochanan said yediyah, but maybe we're missing a piece of information. Maybe it was the hafrosha as well. And Rabbi Yochanan himself is my yediyah itself is not mechalik, it's the hafrosha that's mechalik. Umarasov har kaporis mechalkis. And if that's the case, Rish Lakish who argues with Rabbi Yochanan holds, that even hafrosha is not mechalik. Meaning, the only thing that is mechalik is kapora. But avol koydim hafrosha, had you found out before the hafrosha, maybe moed l'Rabbi Yochanan reish lakish ain chayv alachas. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would be moed to reish lakish, you only be chayv one. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan never held yediyas mechalkas. Maybe you only held hafroshas on mechalkas. Oydim u'beimizu u'beimizu mechalkas. Maybe they're arguing yediyah and hafrosha. Maybe they're both true. Maybe yediyas on mechalik, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and hafroshas being mechalik, and according to reish lakish, not yediyah and not hafrosha. Meaning the point is, we didn't say anything about hafrosha. That's what Ravina asked Rav Ashi. We're only talking about yediyah. Is it yediyah, not hafrosha? Is hafrosha, not yediyah? Or maybe it's bein bezu. It doesn't matter. Amalei. So Rav Ashi told Ravina, mistabra, I think from the shakla v'tari of the Gemara, it's mistabra that bein bezu machloikis. The machloikis was either one. Why? The Esau could I take the Mafrosha of Ligus? Even they tell me the Machlegus was only when it was before Afrosha. But if you would have found out about the second Kazayas after you already mafreshed the carbon for the first Kazayas, even Reish Lakish would be Moida, you would be Chayiv too. It's the Moikim Likra Lacha Kaparo, like Milacha Afrosha. What was the Gemara's Kash on Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish, you have Rabbi Yochanan's Pasik. Rabbi Yochanan's Pasik was Al Chatosai Vehevi. What do you see from Al Chatosai Vehevi? You have to bring a carbon for each Chet. Reish Lakish, how can you tell me one? Isn't there a pasuk that says two? So what Rish Lakish answer? Rish Lakish says no. That pasuk is talking about when you brought the carbon already on the first one. And when you brought the carbon, you had no yediyah on the second one. So obviously the carbon can't work on a chet where there was no yediyah. So therefore you'd have to bring a second carbon now for the second kezayis. So it's the Gemara. Why don't you say more pasuk? Just look me the Achar Afrasha. Say that the pasuk of Al Chatasi is talking about where you already mafresh. If Rabbi Yochanan holds, if Rish Lakish holds hafrosha is a mechalik, it's only yediyas that are not mechalik. So why wasn't he just making it by hafrosha? And then Rashi continues. If he achar hafrosha pligi, and if you're going to tell me the mechalik is achar hafrosha, like I just proved, if it's achar hafrosha, I will koydim hafrosha moed l'Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. But before hafrosha, Rabbi Yochanan be moed Rish Lakish enichay v'la'achas, because yediyas is not mechalik, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, is adam moikulei krop because I is umechza. So when the Gemara asks the kasha, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with Rish Lakish's pasuk? Mechatase v'nislachay. It sounds like that even if you only had yediyah on one. So what was the Gemara's teretz? So the Gemara's teretz was, how did the Gemara answer? The Gemara came up with a whole funny teretz. The Gemara says, talking about where you date a kezayis and a mechza, and then you found out about the other kezayis. Why do you have to come out with such a case? We could stay focused and talk about the same tzir. And the Moikil Krob kezayis with mechza, look, we kaidim hafrosha. Say very simple. If it was before hafrosha, then even Rabbi Yochanan's mighty, because it's only that hafrosha that's mechalik. So what do you see from here? Rav Ashi said, I have a raya that it can't be that they're arguing la'acha afrosha, and have a right that they're arguing koydim afrosha. Must be they're arguing both la'acha afrosha and koydim afrosha. It's like the Gemara is no raya. Ravina told Rav Ashi, v'dum asfuki misafkele. Maybe the Gemara just was misopik. The Gemara wasn't sure. Meaning, imtim tzoloy makam. What the Gemara was saying was, imtim tzoloy. Imtim tzoloy koydim afrosha pligi ba Rabbi Yochan heichim agalei legra. Meaning, maybe the Gemara was mesopic, like I'm mesopic. I mean, I don't think you can bring a raya from the Gemara that betarti pligi. I understand that the Gemara is speaking out stodim and answers to how Rabbi Yochanan would explain Rish Lakish's pasuk, and Rish Lakish would explain Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk, assuming betarti pligi. But maybe the Gemara only spoke it out on the tzad, in timtzolayma betarti pligi. But maybe the Gemara itself wasn't sure, just like, I'm not sure. Maybe the Gemara was saying, im timtzolayma kama, im timtzolayma kama fashu pligi, but in the tzad, that machloikis is kama fashu, Rabbi Yochanan hegi mokum lay lukro. How's Rabbi Yochanan explain? Meaning, if the machloikis is lachah fashu, then we know Rabbi Yochanan is going to explain the pasik. He's going to explain the pasik where it was kama fashu. But the question is, what if Rabbi Yochanan said as alacha even kaidim afrasha? So then you have to come on to because I assume mechza, and in the reverse as well. Vimtim so lach afrasha pligi. The Gemara said on the tzad that the machloikis is la'achar hafrosho, then Rish Lakish heichem moikim lekra. How's Rish Lakish going to explain the pasuk? Meaning, if Rish Lakish only said as alacha koidem hafrosho, then we know Rish Lakish is going to explain Rabbi Yechanan's pasuk, but la'achar hafrosho. But on the tzad, Rish Lakish said as alacha even la'achar hafrosho. So how's he going to explain the pasuk? The answer to that is la'achar kapara. He's going to explain it la'achar kapara. The point is that we had a machloikis over here between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, where a person did the same Avera twice, Behelam Echad, the idea happened staggered. So the question is whether one carbon's going to work now or the carbon's not going to work. On the one hand, you have the Helam Echad, but the idea is another one of the boxes you have to check off before figuring out whether you Chayiv Chatas and how many Chatois you have to bring. So if that idea is happening separately, so how does that play a role here in terms of determining the amount of Chatois that you're now going to have to bring? That's the Shiloh over here. Rabbi Yochanan said two, Rish Lakish said one, Rabbi Yochanan had a Pasuk, Rish Lakish had a Pasuk, but what this last piece of Gemara did was Ravina and Rav Ashi discussed that Lamaisa, the Gemara in the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were discussing one piece, when the idea happened. What about the Hafrasha? Meaning, is it the idea or is it really the Hafrasha? You can argue it's the idea, you could argue it's the Hafrasha, you could argue that it's both. Maybe it makes no difference whether it's the idea and the Hafrasha. That was his last piece of Gemara. Again, Shabbos Daf Ayin Aleph is maybe, it's in the conversation of perhaps the most lamed Shadaf in the Masechta. It's something that in yeshiva weeks are spent on. There's a lot of lundis over here in terms of understanding chatas and krisos and shkagas. Certainly the sugya of greater was a very big sugya. We do what we do. That's Hashem. We will continue with a little more of sugyas related to shkagos and even ashamos in the next staff.